Psalm 54. To the choirmaster, with stringed instruments. A maskil of David when the Ziphites went and told Saul, "Is not David hiding among us?" O God, save me by your name, and vindicate me by your might. O God, hear my prayer, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen against me, ruthless men seek my life. They do not set God before themselves. Selah. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. He will return the evil to my enemies. In your faithfulness, put an end to them. With a freewill offering, I will sacrifice to you. I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good, for he has delivered me from every trouble, and my eye has looked in triumph on my enemies. David has been hiding from Saul among the Ziphites, and the Ziphites, instead of protecting David, reveal his location to Saul. David wrote this psalm out of that experience. It is one thing to be treated badly by those you know to be your enemies. It is another thing, a deeper pain, to be treated badly by those you thought to be your friends. Ponder your own life. Have you been betrayed? By friends? Perhaps by family? Maybe even by your own parents? This psalm is for you. Consider where David's heart turns. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. Instead of looking around for some other person or group of people to protect him the way the Ziphites failed to, David looks to God. His eyes go up, not out. Perhaps you think, I can't possibly pray what David prays to end the psalm, announcing deliverance from all my troubles. But if you are in Christ, consider that amid all your present troubles, God has delivered you from the only enemy who could really harm you, the one enemy who could harm your soul eternally in hell. He has delivered you from Satan and the sting of death. You are free. You are promised that one day, if not today, then very soon, you will say, with David, "My eye has looked in triumph on my enemies."
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.